confess. And that way God can be merciful towards me. Because I don't want to have any sort of false bravado or show any lack. I'd rather be humble and true than proud and false. God forbid. And we just become, then I get, with that kind of attitude, I don't think I'll ever be saved. I think about all those ministers getting up there, talking, you know. And they'll say, oh yeah, I'm a sinner. But they never talk about how. You know. Oh, some do. Everyone likes to talk about their glorious past, you know. I once was a drunkard. I once was a drug user. I used to be a fornicator. You know, they always love to talk about their glorious past. But the things at present, like I'm saying, like, I don't know God because the love of God isn't perfected in me. To say that is like poison for a minister. That's why I'm not a pastor. I'm just, you know, I'm the least of God's servants. It's true. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. See, we live through Christ. Through Christ, we are able to live. Now, he that sins is dead while he lives, okay? So the way when we live is when we're walking the way he walked. And the way we obtain that is by faith, by believing the promises of God. That's why, you know, it's foolishness to man. Like, what? You just believe? Yeah, I just believe. And then I know I'm, but you got to believe the whole thing. Don't stop. Don't let your faith add to your faith. You know? Virtue is as much a part of faith as the cross. Because the cross speaks so many things. You know? So many good things. And they're all yours. Upon whom the promises are come. But if you reject the promises of God, if you stagger at the promises of God, you can't be saved. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. And you think you have faith, but all you have is you've accepted a set of facts based on the words of some man. You've not believed from the heart that form of doctrine which the apostles delivered, which I teach. This was manifested the love of God because, you know, he sent his only begotten Son. Remember, this is John who wrote, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I feel like he almost wants to clarify that because he's saying, you know, love not the world. Well, God loved the world. Now, that's odd. God loved the world. He tells us not to love the world. God hates his enemies and he tells us not to hate our enemies. What gives? Right? I love that. Honestly, because to some people, that's like a total stumbling block. Me, I just want to understand, right? And it doesn't daunt me that I don't immediately get it. Everyone wants the quick answer. They want the 5-minute, they want the 5-second gospel. They want the God described in 10 words or less. You know what? Patience is a virtue. You know, what do you think? God's just going to give you everything right then and there? The divine nature is not something he's just handing out to anybody. There are things set in place to keep people out. This is the truth. Boy. You know what's funny to me as I teach this? I'm like, I really enjoy the fact that I didn't even read ahead this. I mean, sometimes I read ahead, right? And every once in a blue moon, I'll even dare to plan ahead. I planned ahead a scripture, maybe twice, that I would go to and refer to, right? For the most part, like today I picked this up and I'm like, boy, I didn't read ahead. I wonder if I'm just gonna, you know, cause I mean, I did some digression, right? But then I get to this verse 10 and it sends almost shivers down my spine, cause I think I'm like, yeah, God, thank you. You guide me. What I say is true. Scriptures testify. Verse 10 says, herein is love. Not that we loved God. To be saved, you have to make a choice whether you're going to love God or not. That's free will. love has to be by free will or it's not real. That's not right. When I fell in love with my wife, I was going to entertain all kinds of candidates because I wanted to be married. And I was going to try to eliminate women on the first date. But her, though she was very modest, a woman, very modest in her appearance, though beautiful. Modest, though, very modest. I was utterly caught up in her very quickly. And that's love. In the most, and people would, I know people are going to argue with me. Yeah, benevolence, but true feelings of benevolence. You can be benevolent without having benevolent love. Yeah, I mean, you can have benevolent actions, but not actually be benevolent in your heart towards someone. You're like, well, I'll do this because I got to. Because of a commandment. Eh, it's by the law. You know, Jesus said, love everybody. I guess I got to love this guy, even though I can't stomach the guy. You know, what do you do with that? I have those same feelings. I that's why I think of things as like, I think like, well, you know, gee, you know, it's a good thing I'm not a drunk, you know. And then there was a time I thought, well, if I could just get over pornography, then I'd be righteous, right? And how wrong I was. I see things in my heart where it's like certain people, the reaction I get, I'm like, how will I ever get this right? You know? Only by the power of God. Well, look at verse 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. Propitiation, again, is atonement, that is an expiator. It's something that takes it away. He takes our sins away. And I suppose, I'm thinking, like, is that something wrong? Is it was propitiation? Hilasmos? I'm like, okay, Paul, all I wrote down was the Strong's definition. Atonement, that is an expiator. And I assume expiator means to take something away. That's my assumption. I don't think it means to cover something up. Though he does cover our sins, you know. I don't deny that. I just deny that he only covers them up. That is a lie. He covers and he takes away. He causes us to walk in green pastures. You know, the Lord is my shepherd. He guides me. He doesn't just, you know, put a blanket over me so that no one sees my sin. He guides me to green pastures.